usually municipal service. I'll be all thrown off what day of the month it is, and got special meetings here. So
can you see the agenda, Peter?
Now we can. Yep.
Great.
So all righty. We'll call the meeting to order. And we do have a little bit of housekeeping before we get to the main part of the agenda. If I could have, are we in a position to be able to have a motion to adopt the minutes of October 18th regular meeting?
So moved, Lori Spielman.
Thank you, Lori. Is there any second?
Second, Channel Sessor.
Thank you. All those in favor of adopting the minutes as presented?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Great. Thank you. Okay, Kim, I'm not sure if we have anybody online from the public, but I will open that up to public comment at this point.
Don't believe we do.
I don't see any. Okay, great, thank you. All right, so the topic for today is to discuss possible regional approaches to the establishment of fair rent commission. And so Matt, I know I'm going to turn it over to you, as you folks have done some pretty good amount of research. And if you want to kick that off.
Yeah, I'd be very happy to do that, Peter. Good afternoon, everyone. Great to see you. And while I have the floor, I wanted to take the opportunity. I see Ray Carpentino from Rocky Hill is with us. And congratulations, Ray, on your appointment as town manager. It's good for the region, and we all look forward to working with you in your capacity. So,
thank you.
Excellent. So, as Peter was saying at our last meeting, we teed this conversation up. You know, we had received a good suggestion from one of our members from the town of South Windsor. Is this something we could do? Supporting fair rent commissions, or even establishing the commission itself on a regional basis. You know, this was a relatively recent requirement that communities of 25 with a population of 25,000 or more people now need to maintain a fair rent commission for their community, for their town. So we posed this question to our attorney, Bob DiCrescenzo with Updike, Kelly and Spellacy. I'm sure many of you know Bob. He's been our attorney for a good long time, has real expertise in municipal law. And he issued an opinion which he has refined slightly, but the main gist of it still holds true. So in his read of the statutes, smaller communities with a population of less than 25,000 people could conceivably share a commission. You could have a commission that would support or represent multiple smaller communities, and this could be done through an interlocal agreement. Communities of 25,000 or more, he does think, still need to maintain their own commission. And I know, I believe it was John Elsesser last time around asked, hey, let's ask Bob to take one additional look at this. So we did that. And Bob really thinks, you know, given the specificity of the statute itself, and the opinion explains it in some detail, given the specificity and the notwithstanding language in the interlocal agreement statute, you know, he really thinks that for communities of 25,000 or more, they do need to have their own commission. However, that does not mean that municipalities, larger municipalities of 25,000 or more, that they can't share resources to support a commission. For example, if you wanted to share a staff person, if you wanted to have the same set of procedures to support the commission. You know, those are a couple of ideas that readily come to mind. So, you know, you could share resources through something by utilizing the interlocal agreement statute. So really the two ideas we wanted to explore today for our smaller communities, those of with a population of less than 25,000, do you have a genuine interest in sharing a commission? For the larger towns, do you have an interest in sharing resources? And the sharing resources question, you know, we could do something that would conceivably include both smaller towns and larger towns under that arrangement.
Great. Thanks, Matt. I'd like to open it up to particularly the towns that are online right now that might be less than 25,000 population. If there's been any conversation to date or your initial thoughts regarding the possibility of a regional approach to the actual commission itself. Anybody like to share some initial thoughts or ideas? Or if this would even be, hey, John.
We have so few apartments in our town, unfortunately. Mostly due to water sewer issues. So we would probably not be interested in it because we really have a woefully inadequate supply of apartments. So I don't think we would at this point in time till we can figure out how to get more apartments built in town be interested. Just letting you know.
So you would go along lines of creating your own.
We're under 25,000, so I don't need it.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yep. And all right. Who else is out there? Canton and
Rocky Hill.
Rocky Hill. Ray, have you guys had a chance to think about this at all?
Well, we haven't really thought about it, but we do have a fair rent commission. We have thousands of units in Rocky Hill. We would consider looking at it, possibly participating, depending on, you know, the benefit to us and the resources that would be allocated.
Canton's very similar to Coventry. We don't have a ton of apartments. We have some that are coming in now, but at this point, we just don't have the volume that I think it would warrant our participation.
Okay.
The town of Plainville does have fair housing policies, but I'm not familiar with a commission. I'm pretty new to the town. So this is going to be something that I could talk to our town manager, Mike Paulus, about. But we do have apartments in town, so there may be a need, and our population is about 17,500 or so. So we may fit in that as a possible collaboration. Not sure, though.
Mm-hmm. I guess there's a question for everyone. Has there been an uptick in requests from tenants and concerns raised by tenants relative to the rent levels? And I'm curious on what other people are. In Windsor, we certainly have seen an uptick in the last 6 months, 7 months. So we have a fair rent commission that is pretty much dormant. And so we're trying to revive that. But Matt, do you have your hand? Yep, raised.
Thanks, Peter. And I failed to mention this at the beginning. I was in West Hartford not so long ago, as most of you know. And over the course of the pandemic, the number of matters or complaints, and they can come from landlords too. It's not just tenants. Landlords can bring them as well. And I believe before something can be heard in housing court, you have to exhaust your local proceedings, which would include your fair rent commission. Anyhow, in West Hartford, we had certainly seen an uptick in complaints coming through. And, you know, the proceeding, in order to handle it correctly, it's a quasi-judicial proceeding, if you will. You know, there's some formality to it. There's some procedures that you need to follow. So in West Hartford, the Corporation Counsel, the town attorney, they actually spend a fair amount of time updating their rules and procedures, et cetera. So it can be labor intensive, especially if you have a significant volume of actions and complaints coming through.
So maybe Matt, that might be a good segue into the idea of shared services or ways that we might be able to approach the procedural aspects of it, training, putting in place, as I say, those procedures or SOPs, if you will, on how to handle hot intake of these complaints. So maybe I can open that up there to see what folks would be interested in, if maybe CROG could help bring together those sets of resources. What do folks think there? This, based upon the sense that it doesn't seem like there's at least amongst this group, a significant interest in doing a regional approach for the commission itself, for those communities that are smaller in population than 25,000. So maybe we can shift gears over to kind of the support services and procedures and protocols. Any thoughts on that, Fred?
Yeah, thanks, Peter. We've had an uptick here as well. We've had to have now in the last 6 months, probably three meetings of our Fair Rent Commission because of complaints, total of probably like five or six complaints from tenants, mostly related to the increase in rents. We've had a lot of transactions of the large apartment complexes that, you know, you get a new owner in there and they need to increase the rents to make the changes they need to make. It's a lot of work doing the before work, the interviews, the, you know, coordinating with the tenant that's complaining, then with the owners, getting them all on board for a meeting. Also the follow-up, you know, we try to resolve them, but it's, I know for my staff here, it's been a lot of work doing the callback saying, you know, okay, the landlord agreed to do X, Y, and Z by this date. Did it get done? And checking with the tenant. And so it's a lot of legwork. So if there's a way that CROG could provide those types of services, I think it would be beneficial from our end, depending on what that looked like.
I'll echo that here in Rocky Hill. We could use support with regard to what has become a very significant caseload, very labor intensive relative to staff, the commissioners themselves. We've had to engage town council quite a bit. We even have a landlord that has challenged some of the commission's decisions as an administrative proceeding. So it has become very significant. I agree with Ray. We could use some support relative to that. Our commissioners have actually gone far enough such that they would like to get to the point where they can start collecting penalties and fees, which, you know, is all the more reason that we need to make sure our procedures are tight. And if challenged in Superior Court, we can succeed.
Great. Thank you for sharing that. I think Windsor would echo those thoughts as well. Our biggest challenge has really been able to get our commissioners up to speed in what they can and can't do, and what they're. I think that's the first threshold. And then never mind coming up with this is similar to what we had to do years ago with our Board of Ethics. Where we had to come up with a whole set of hearing procedures and what they could do and couldn't do as an advisory board. And so I liken a little bit to that. And I'd love to not have to reinvent the wheel and maybe we could lean on our good friends in West Hartford and others that have some procedures in place and maybe some in-kind training, even for staff first, just to get us all up to speed on what we can do. And so anybody else have any other thoughts in terms of, I'm hearing intake kind of, there's an intake kind of investigation, follow-up. There's training for staff, obviously training for commissioners, setting up protocols and hearing procedures and process. Matt, I see your hand.
Peter, Scott from South Windsor has his hand up.
Oh. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Peter. Thanks, Matt. One of the things that we're being inundated is that we don't have a fair rent commission. And one of the things, it's not necessarily the rent itself, it's the livability of the facilities. We're getting a lot of complaints about the condition of the property, whether or not the water is working, the heat's working, that sort of stuff. So I'd be very interested in seeing how some of these other commissions have dealt with that, because my understanding is that's part of the commission's charge as well. It's just not the cost of the rent, if I'm reading the statute correctly.
I apologize. I'm jumping in from Rocky Hill because I do not know how to raise my hand.
So, we're very informal, Ray. We're very informal. Jump right on in.
That's good. We have the same issue as Dana has explained here in Rocky Hill, and we're approaching this through the health code enforcement and life safety code. We are informed that we could approach through the Fair Rent Commission these violations if it's a life or health issue. So that's how we're approaching our largest issue right now is joining forces with our health district, fire marshal's office, and also with our legal counsel. Dan, if you want to jump in anytime.
Sure. And what we, the feature of our ordinance is that if we bootstrap the health code violations to essentially a violation of your lease, we've seen incredible increases in the rents with one particular landlord, and contemporaneously a pretty abysmal record of keeping the heat on in the winter, making sure these people have hot water, mushrooms growing in the hallways because the property just is not being kept up. And so that's been bootstrapped to the Fair Rent Commission in terms of being a violation of the lease, you know, going up on the price, but not doing anything at all to keep up with the properties. And as we find these violations, we are connecting that to different penalties and what have you. Simply asking them to fix the property has not worked. And so we need to start actually collecting fees.
Also, as well as approaching escrow in their rents payable to the town, we put them in escrow account. So we're going to try that route, hit them in the pocketbook. We think we'll get a much more quicker response that way. So
right.
We're in the process of doing that right now.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Dana and Ray. Scott, in terms of Windsor, we haven't tied the housing conditions back to the Fair Rent Commission. We basically dealt that through the health department and any need through the housing code. We haven't got to that point. We've connected those two. We've been pretty lucky with getting some the landlords being fairly responsive in a timely manner. So that's good. Good information from Rocky Hill to know that that's a possibility. So, any other, in terms of that shared services approach or support, you know, I kind of quickly ran through what I was hearing, you know, ranging from training both at staff and commission level, and then kind of what are the best practices in terms of intake, investigation, follow-up, and then kind of, I'll say hearing procedures or commission procedures, in particularly for the members of the board. Is that a fair compilation? And Matt, I see your hand.
Yes, thank you, Peter. So we can certainly survey our members and collect the procedures from those towns that have them in place. You know, I know West Hartford, for example, recently updated its procedures. We could explore providing training for commissioners and staff if you'd like us to do that, you know, if we can identify a good trainer. And then the question I have for the group, does anyone have an administrative staff person right now who's assigned this function who might have excess capacity, you know, where you would entertain an interlocal agreement with other towns to share that service? I don't know if anyone has capacity along those lines, but thought it was at least worth raising the question.
I'm looking at, I noticed that Scott Colby isn't looking directly in the camera. So I know Windsor account, we're struggling to meet those handful of complaints that we received. And we've actually got assigned to our economic and community development office. And that's a big whopping, you know, 1.5 persons right now. So it's not working well for us. And we're looking for that training and that capacity building. I guess.
Well, that was my assumption. I didn't really think people had it available.
So I think it would be worthwhile, Matt, if maybe, you know, that might be the route to take, is there, who's out there? What do we have? I know, you know, as you mentioned, West Hartford has, I thought I had heard recently that Manchester had some in-house expertise, but that I may be mistaken on that front. I'm not sure. I haven't heard much about some of the larger, you know, if Mansfield or, if Hartford or Enfield or New Britain.
Or East Hartford.
Yeah. So.
So I can't emphasize enough, sorry for jumping in. It's having the expertise is one thing. We certainly have about 3 people here in Rocky Hill, myself included, that have more experience at this point than we really want in terms of handling these cases soup to nuts. The challenges, really, it's not overstating it, incredibly labor intensive. It becomes an evidentiary proceeding, and you have to work very closely with renters who themselves are lay people who are called to the hearing. They need help putting their paperwork together. They need help with photos. They need help even responding to rudimentary questions when they're in the hearing, versus a landlord that will, you know, likely have a very sophisticated legal counsel at the hearing. And then also make sure that you keep track of public notice requirements, make sure that the opposing parties have proper notice. It really is a matter of someone who doesn't just understand the procedure, the process, but it's paper intensive also, and heavily laden with deadlines.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you. So Peter, building on the point Dana just raised, and thank you for raising that, Dana, would we want to see if there's any interest in sharing a staff person? You know, those towns willing to purchase some time, you know, sharing that service, you know, and we could try to poll our larger towns or the towns that have commissions in place. I could see if there'd be some interest there.
I see a few heads nodding. It sounds like that may be of interest, Matt, to see if we build kind of a bullpen, if you will. So anybody have any thoughts on that idea? Is it that worth exploring?
I know South Windsor's interested.
My sense of it, Matt, is that would be something that is something to at least get some background and homework on, and maybe some of the communities that are seeing a little bit more of a workload can help give a sense of, okay, is this what might that take, and how long does it take to do a case from soup to nuts, and all the hand holding that's required, and as we all know, this is pretty emotional stuff for the folks that are the tenants and that are involved. So it's not just simply check the box type of stuff.
Right. And if I could ask Dana a question, is it more of a paralegal type skill set in your opinion?
I believe so. If it's a paralegal who has any paralegal who's been working in a litigation firm would pick it up pretty quickly.
Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else have anything to add? When were these commissions supposed to be established? What's the date? 6 months ago?
Looking at the statute quickly here, let's see if I can see the effective date. It was either July 1st or October 1st.
Okay. Yeah, jump out. So, all right. Well, I don't want to prolong this. It sounds like it's a little bit of homework, Matt, and for your staff to kind of pull some information together. I know we have I'll kind of take your lead, Matt, on when we'd want to kind of bring it back. We could have that to one, maybe our next regular, maybe not our next one, but I know that we're combining meetings. So we might be looking at January to give you folks enough time to pull together some information.
Sure.
But so. All right. Well, I appreciate everyone sharing their thoughts and ideas, and let's keep this conversation going. And I would just ask if you guys run across, and maybe the folks in Rocky Hill seem to be up to their eyeballs in this. If there's any tricks that you've learned, you know, we'd love to have you share those with the staff at CROG, and that maybe help us, you know, in the interim here, work through that. And then if anybody knows of anyone that has done any training or could have that possibility of doing some training, you know, I'd suggest that you send that name along with contact information to Matt or Kim. So, all right. Sure. Ray?
No, I just said, sure. We'll do what we can to, to participate.
Great. All right. All righty. Scott, this meeting here helping you?
Since you guys were very much so. We appreciate it. We'll probably be reaching out to Rocky Hill as well.
Okay. And if in terms of the housing code stuff, Scott, feel free to call Mike Pepe in our health, you know.
Yeah. I mean, the good news is Heather has a great relationship with Mike. So
exactly.
We can work together.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So. All right. So I think that will conclude. That's the only thing on the agenda, right, Kim? Keep me in line. Okay. All right. So thank you very much, folks. We'll stand adjourned and enjoy the pretty afternoon.
Thanks, everybody. All right. Appreciate it.